Did you go to Mass recently and were bothered by your experience? Perhaps it went something like this. You haven't been to Mass for months because of COVID-19, and finally you hear the parish is opening up. But to go to Mass, you gotta get your name on an exclusive list because they're only letting in 10 or 15 people full. So you get your name on the list, you're excited to receive the Eucharist for the first time in 2 months. You go to Mass and all of a sudden put off because of everything is just a little different. There's no more holy water, the priest is wearing a mask, sections are roped off, you can't sit in your favorite pew, you can't shake the hand of the person beside you, you're being asked to receive Jesus in the Eucharist in a kind of an unusual manner, and you leave Mass maybe bothered, put off, confused, maybe angry. And if that's your experience, I just want to say, welcome to the club. I was at Mass for the first time last week, first time in many months, 2 months, and it wasn't a great experience, to tell you the truth. It was just, all of this kind of threw me off. A couple things I want to say. One, it's not your pastor's fault, right? Because he's just following the directives of the bishop. So the bishop has evaluated the situation in your diocese and come up with guidelines to prevent the spread of COVID-19. And so your priest is just following what he's been told. So let your priest off the hook. If you don't like what's going on, it's not his fault. It's the bishop's. Now, this video is not about evaluating the bishop's response, because the guidelines the bishops have given are really all over the board. One diocese is very, very different than the next. And so this is not about evaluating their response, but evaluating our response when we attend the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Because I've heard people say after this, they attend Mass for the first time in 2 months, and then they say, well, I'm not going back. And the reasons they give is because, well, I can't receive the Eucharist when I'm on my knees and then on the tongue, so I'm not going back. Another person will say, well, I'm not going back because I can't receive the Eucharist on the tongue. Another person will say, well, I'm not going back because we can't sing anymore, and so I can't express my desire within my heart with the song, so I'm not going back. Another person will say, I'm not going back for those reasons. The reasons I'm not going back is because I can't shake the hand of the person beside me. I don't feel part of the worshiping community. All the social distancing is so impersonal. And there's a variety of reasons why people might say they're not going back because of the COVID guidelines in the parishes. And I just want to say all those reasons are fundamentally flawed. Why? Because we don't go to Mass to get what we want. We go to Mass to give God what He deserves. He deserves to be worshipped and adored. We don't go to Mass because of our personal preferences. So it's not a good reason not to attend Mass because we can't receive in the way we want, or we can't sing the songs that we used to, or we can't shake the person's hands. No, the Mass has value not because of all those things that we do. The Mass has value because it makes present to us the body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus Christ. It makes present to us the sacrifice of Calvary, and through the ministry of the priesthood, we offer this back to God the Father. For what reasons? For adoration, supplication, reparation, and thanksgiving. These are the four ends of the Mass. Notice that they have nothing to do with us or our preferences. This is fundamentally why we go to Mass. It's about worship and adoration of God. Not going to Mass to get our preferences satisfied. Now, maybe some are saying, but I can't, in good conscience, receive the Eucharist in my hand. That's okay. That may be a good reason not to receive the Eucharist, but that's not a good reason for skipping Mass or not attending. Because the value of the Mass has nothing to do with our reception of the Eucharist, but about giving God what is due, worship and honor, making reparation for sin. We don't need to receive the Eucharist to do that. So throw that reason out. Maybe in good conscience you can't receive. I'm sad, but if that's your case, well, then you can still attend and do something great. and do something great and adore and worship God. You know, there is good reason sometimes not to receive the Eucharist. You know, that might be one. Another reason might be because, well, we haven't had the proper fast before. So that's a good reason to attend Mass but not receive the Eucharist. Another reason might be because we're in the state of mortal sin. And so we're not free to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. That's a good reason not to receive the Eucharist. But it is not a good reason to not go to Mass. So you can go to Mass and not receive, and you're still fulfilling those four ends of the Mass: adoration, reparation, supplication, thanksgiving. So sometimes there is good reasons not to receive the Eucharist, but those reasons aren't good to keep us away from the Mass, because the Mass is there to worship and adore our Lord. Now, it is exceedingly beneficial to receive the Eucharist, yes. I mean, the Church encourages frequent reception of the Eucharist. But we should not equate this encouragement to thinking that if we can't receive the Eucharist, then we should not go. No. There are many saints in the history of the Church who did not practice regular reception of the Eucharist, but they attended Mass faithfully. So, my friends, if you're sitting there and you do not like what you've experienced, I just want to say, that's okay. It's not about us. It's about God. And I would encourage you, as soon as you can, go attend the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, not because of what you get from it, because this is what is due to our Lord. Adoration, reparation, thanksgiving, supplication. My name is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thanks for watching.